I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Gail Herling. She's coordinator of the Santa Fe Public Schools Adelante program. And I'd like to welcome Norma Jean Aragon and James Houston, who are participants in that program. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So for those who haven't heard you guys talk about the work in the past, what is the Adelante program all about?
Well, the SFPS Adelante program identifies and serves over 1,700 children and youth and their families in Santa Fe that are living in homeless situations. And that means students as well as school-aged youth that may not be connected to school anymore. And we provide bilingual case management. We provide material aid like backpacks, school supplies, clothing, food, transportation. We have evening programs. We have a women's co-op called Mujeres de Adelante. We also provide legal assistance for our youth that have come over the border with their parents when they were young. We help them to get deferred action with a contracted immigration attorney. And we have weekly evening programs, and that's basically what we do.
So that's a lot, and the story behind that are the kind of stories that Norma Jean and James can tell us about, but basically there are so many people potentially falling through the cracks here in Santa Fe.
Yes, that's really true. And they're often the most invisible people living in homeless situations because families want to stay together and they're scared that maybe someone will tell on them that they're homeless. Actually, homelessness is not a crime, and children should not be taken away for that. But also, if our families are undocumented, they're frightened about that as well. And when we say homeless, we do operate under a federal law called the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, and that means that we can provide services for people that are living doubled up in tough situations where maybe it could be two or three families in a one-bedroom, kids sleeping on the floor and such, or we can help people that have a three-day eviction notice or their utilities are being cut off or they don't have any heat. People that we have about 20% or more of our children are living with grandparents or other relatives because their parents cannot take care of them. Or we also have children that couch surf from place to place. A lot of youth do that have to run away or get kicked out because their parents might be involved in dangerous situations. There could be violence in the home, or drug abuse or alcoholism or something else going on.
What was the situation in you guys' life, James and Norma Jean, that led you to be participants in the Adelante program?
Well, we came in with the Adelante program 4 years ago. We were homeless at the time, living at the shelter, at a family shelter. Gail, you know, they helped us get our kids into school because at the time we had lost basically everything, our kids' birth certificates. We had no form of IDs. So they helped us get all that together and get them in school, registered. They've helped us tremendously in helping us with backpacks, our bills, boxes of food when you need it.
What was going on in your life at the time that led to you guys ending up in the shelter?
We were moving from, at the time we were living out by Las Vegas with his family, and I guess we kind of outstayed our welcome, so, you know, we needed to move on. So we came into Santa Fe, and, well, we needed somewhere to stay. We were staying with relatives here for a while, but then, of course, you know, that can't stay for too long.
Yeah.
So we went into the shelter, and that's where we met Gail.
How did it affect your kids being in the shelter and having maybe some kind of instability in their lives?
Well, to them, it was fun. I mean, they still talk about it today. You know, the shelter, they loved it. It was so.
They were pretty young at the time.
Yeah, and we've tried to just keep it to keep them happy as best, you know, as many times as, you know, we've moved, we've had to move for different reasons, we just try to keep, you know, us happy so they're happy.
What's happened in the years since then for you guys?
Right now we have an apartment. It's not stable, but we've got an apartment. We've had it for about 2 years now. And it's been great. I mean, the kids are happy. You know, they started a new school, and they love it. And if it wouldn't be for Gail and the Adelante program, we wouldn't have a lot of the things that we do.
Do you have relationships with other parents who are also in the Adelante program?
Yes, we do. We have, there's actually a few that live in our apartment complex that are involved with the Adelante program.
And does that help to kind of have those bonds with other families?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, I've recommended a lot of people to the Adelante program. If people come to me and they're like, well, I need help with this, and I'm like, well, you have school-age kids, you know, talk to Gail at the Adelante program. You know, she's really wonderful.
How is the program funded? It's part of the state education budget?
No, it's not. We write grants and do fundraising all year long. We do get a grant through the McKinney-Vento that we write for, and it's all the grants aren't quite enough to fund our high school and secondary liaisons and our case managers for the parents and our tutoring. We contract with a tutoring company for about 150 children when we can, and we always have children on the waiting list to get tutored. So we do have large bills that we go to about 7 different grants for. We do get some Title I grants through the public schools. And this year we're doing our annual fundraiser.
That's right. It's a week from today, Thursday, the 30th of April.
That's right. And this year it's going to be at La Fonda Hotel. And we're going to have dinner, silent auction with wonderful items of all kinds, as well as a live auction. And we're going to have monologues from some parents and students who have been through the experience of homelessness and participated with us this year and have found some success over the year. And we're also going to have youth entertainment, some dance and some singing. And we're very, very excited. It's usually a very homey sort of event. And it's like being in a giant living room with a whole lot of friends.
So school kids, their parents, the public, teachers, and the whole anybody's invited.
Everyone is invited.
Now, will you guys be there?
We hope to attend.
Now, you have also participated in some of these monologues?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I did a monologue for the Adelante program, and it was wonderful. It was the first time I ever spoke on stage, and it was a break point for me because I did something that I never thought I could do. And thanks to Gail and them, you know, I got over my fear of that.
What did you talk about?
I did a story about growing up, and I was a drug user for some time, and I spoke about that and how becoming clean has changed my life, and it's been great. It was a great experience.
And she did a beautiful job. Just stellar.
Thank you, Gail.
That's, I'm sure, another problem that you're probably looking at with the people that you're coming in contact with. Mm-hmm. Is substance abuse is a problem, especially when people are down and out.
Yes. The way we see it is that's self-medication. And that's why one of the things we also try to do through SFPS Adelante is change policies and improve the general community's, not only their awareness about homelessness, but also what we can do about it. And for instance, we have very few resources for drug treatment and mental health treatment. The resources we have are wonderful, like the LifeLink, the Recovery Center and such. But for instance, where do the youth go when they need drug treatment, especially residential drug treatment or mental health? And lots of times we have youth that finally get treatment after a long, long time of needing it. They wind up leaving town, going far enough away that their families can't visit them. And it's really, really difficult on the families.
How did you come clean?
I did it on my own. It was, you know, my children, just something that had to be done. And then I was also going through a lot of medical problems at the time, you know, and it was just taking a toll on me. So, you know, I had to make a change.
Now, James, how has being in the Adelante program affected you personally?
It's a very good program. They have a very good Wednesday dinner. they help our kids with school clothes, shirts, like Norma said, backpacks, whatever we need, bags of food when we need them, gas cards, bus passes, just practically anything that you need.
What would you say to other dads who might be listening today?
It's a very good program, and they should really check into it and
take advantage of the program, you know. And don't be embarrassed to ask for help. That, you know, that's one thing that I think a lot of, you know, people in need, we're afraid to ask for the help. But there is, you know, programs out there that will help you. All you have to do is ask. Don't be embarrassed.
Did that happen to you?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was, you know, we wanted to do it on our own, you know, but we were, with my health and stuff, it was too difficult for us to do it on my own. So, you know, without Gail and the program, we wouldn't have a lot of what we have, you know, even the way we do things now, you know, it's helped our confidence.
Tell us just a little bit about your kids. What are they like? What are they interested in?
Well, our 14-year-old, she goes to Pauake High, and she's just into her phone, of course. Teenagers, you know. our son Jamal, he's 11, and he's just into like the Snapchats, and you know, he wants to get a phone. Our little Isaiah, he's a singer. He loves to sing. He's just this happy-go-lucky kid. You gotta love him, you know? And Amanda, she's a chatterbox, like her mom. and, you know, they're really happy kids, which I'm glad that, you know, we can at least do that for them.
And they come to our Wednesday evening program, Juntos Los Miércoles, and we hold that at Sweeney Elementary for our families. And we have dinner, and we have sessions with parents while the kids do art, and their children are always, particularly Jamal, he's always volunteering for us and cleaning up and helping out the younger kids. And it's really, really fun to have those evenings together, because the kids all get together like brothers and sisters, and there's like anywhere between 20 to 30 of them in the art room just helping each other out on these projects. And it's pretty funny and also enjoyable. I love walking in that room to relieve my stress.
So if anybody is listening and they want to participate in the Adelante program, they can go to adelantesantafe.org. They can also call 467-2559. And anybody can also come to the event, which is Thursday, April 30th, from 6 to 8 o'clock at La Fonda Hotel up in the Lumpkins Ballroom. And as you said, all kinds of performances and silent auctions and an amazing dinner. And again, to RSVP and to get tickets, adelantesantafe.org or 467-2559. Gail Herling is the coordinator of the Santa Fe Public Schools Adelante program, and Norma Jean Aragon and James Houston are participants. And I want to thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you.